The first time I heard of International Women's Day was in St. Michael's Secondary School in Finglas. Anne McGovern, a gift of an English teacher, was reading poems aloud from Soundings. She read Emily Dickinson's The Soul Selects Her Own Society, and my teenage heart went spinning. Then Miss McGovern went on to tell us about International Women's Day and the march towards equality between men and women. She pointed out that Soundings had 22 male poets and only one poetess. Anne McGovern and Emily Dickinson were the first to make me sit up and think, where are all the women's voices? My teenage head went spinning. Later, I went to university and found out that other voices were also missing from the canon of literature. Black voices, gay voices, indigenous voices, and disabled voices. How could my beloved world of words be authentic if all voices were not represented? I reach for my battered copy of Soundings. I still love the poems contained in that flittered green textbook, but I am happier with our progress. Miss McGovern and Emily Dickinson can rest easy. There are a lot more women writers on today's secondary school curriculum. There are gay writers, disabled writers, and a whole cacophony of other voices ready to weave magic words through teenage heads and hearts. The soul selects her own society, then shuts the door to divine majority, present no more. The soul selects her own society. Indeed.